From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. It is, in fact, exciting. It's exciting. I'll tell you why. We got legendary comedian Robert Klein joining us later. But first, everybody, you probably heard this, everybody inside the Beltway has been talking about this pool party held at the Vice President's residence for members of the White House press corps. Well, it's not surprising we weren't invited after what happened last year.
I swear, Peter, Biden told me it was bathing suit optional.
Anybody could make that mistake, I guess, Carl. Well, whatever you're wearing, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Andrew from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hey, Andrew, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, now, what do you do there?
I am an investment analyst.
Really?
Yes.
So you say that's a good investment or that's a bad investment?
Down to a nutshell, yeah.
There you go. I could do it.
No? I just get out my darts.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, Andrew, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hello.
Next, a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and an author of the book now in paperback, Idiot America, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Andrew. Always nice to hear from my adopted hometown.
All right.
And lastly, say hello to a comedian performing June 19th at the Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Yeah.
Hi, Paula.
Andrew, you're going to start us off with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I am ready.
All right. Here is your first quote.
We talk to these folks because they potentially have the best answers. So I know whose ass to kick.
That was somebody on the Today Show doing his best to show how very, very mad he really is. Who?
That would be President Obama.
Yes, indeed. After weeks of pressure from the media, citizens, the left and the right, to finally show a little anger, Obama did it. He showed a little anger. A tiny little anger. This gesture was obviously a pathetic attempt to pretend the president was something he is not. It was like Dukakis going for a ride in that tank, or George H.W. Bush saying he likes pork rinds, or Bill Clinton getting married.
Who was the last president we had who was a viable ass kicker anyway? Lyndon?
Well, Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson and I have put the boot in, I think, quite legitimately.
Teddy Roosevelt was an
Teddy
ass
Roosevelt.
Yeah, but that was, I mean, that's a long time ago. Lyndon was really the last.
Yeah, he kicked bears, didn't he?
Now Nixon would hire criminals to kick the
exactly.
ass.
Exactly. What's interesting, though, is that now President Obama has crossed this line. He's going to go all the way. In fact, the president has started revisiting some of his more famous speeches from the past. He's going to try to make him more angry, more salty. We have some tape. Let's hear it.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, yes, we can.
There you go. All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
It's been crazy. People are blowing vuvuzelas, and the motorists caught in traffic are blowing their hooters.
That was a South African expressing amazement, we think, about the enthusiasm in that country for what big event starting this weekend?
Well, that would be the World Cup.
Yes, indeed. Yes, it's the World Cup. The quadrennial world sporting event during which America, usually the world's only superpower, suddenly has all the sway and swagger of the island nation of Palau. As always, in the face of certain defeat, we Americans pretend not to care. In fact, one year we just tried to pick up our ball and go home. But then all these foreign people got mad and yelled, "You can't pick up the ball!"
What was the first word?
What are they blowing, Carl?
They're blowing vuvuzelas.
So we had to look this up. Vuvuzelas are these trumpets that are really popular in South Africa, especially among soccer fans. You know, the ones you see, like the Romans blow them to introduce something. That's what they look like, those long trumpets. Wait. And they're very popular in South Africa.
Do what?
That sounded actually kind of like a kazoo. I'm sorry.
Don't mock a man's vuvuzela, Roxanne.
Is it vuvuzelus?
No, it's vuvuzela.
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 When you looked it up, where did you look it up?
Wikipedia. Where else?
Oh, well, then we know it's true.
Yeah. All right, here is your last quote.
Stop me if you've already seen this.
That was Steve Jobs admitting at this week's big Apple event that he wasn't the first one to show us the new what?
iPhone.
Right. Maybe it was because the Gizmodo website already leaked all the features of the new iPhone months ago, but even Jobs seemed to know the excitement was gone this time when he introduced the new iPhone 4. Our relationship with the iPhone has somehow faded. You find yourself just pushing its button over and over just to get a reaction. Then one day it happens. You slip up, and in the heat of a texting session, you call it a BlackBerry.
I am with my original iPhone.
Really?
Yes. I'm not the kind of person that throws it over for the latest model.
What does it have that the other ones don't have, the new iPhone?
It's newer.
It's blonder.
It's younger.
It's younger.
It's thinner.
Carl, how did Andrew do in our quiz?
Well, you cannot do better, Peter. Andrew had 3 correct answers, so he wins our prize.
Well done. Thank you so much for playing. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye-bye. We want to remind everybody that most weeks you can join us right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago's Loop. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org.